and you just walk from one point to the other, and you had two lines. You'd get up the other end, and you'd start down this other, and by the time you made the rounds of maybe 36 points, then that one, the cold water had thawed maybe another 6 inches or 8 inches ahead of the point, and you'd drive it down to frosty, and you could tell what you'd done a lot. You could tell by the sound as quick as you hit frost. You knew the sound. And if you hit a rock, well, you could tell the sound of that rock, too, that it wasn't frost, it was a rock. But if you let it thaw there a while, and then you drove, not hard, but either that rock would move over if it was a round wash rock and it was to one side. But if you happened to be right flat on the rock, then you just stayed there. So the only thing you could do is pull that point over and move it a foot or two.
What did they do for their water supply? Did they put it in a pressure tank or something, pump it into a tank?
No, it came from the ditch, so they didn't have gravity. Mm-hmm. Now this ditch came in, this was Miller, from Miller Hall, Miller Creek, above the Miller Hall. Half a mile. Upstream from Independence on Miller was the mouth of Miller Creek. And that's where their ditch started, and I helped with that ditch in. And a lot of work came in with a fellow by the name of Joe Ulmer, who was a surveyor then. I was just labor, but I worked on that ditch. And then they come up on the hill, and they had about, roughly 250, where I remember, say 250 foot of fall. And I forget the ratio now, my mind is not very clear. How much, like every 100 foot, you'd get about 30 pounds of pressure, I think. So it was running about 70 pounds of pressure on the point, I think, which is quite a bit of pressure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was all gravity. Now up the ditch, it was an open ditch until they got to the top. Then it was a pipeline, of course, coming down straight off of that hill. And it was pretty steep. And the big wooden, what they call a penstock, that's where the water was diverted from the pipe, from the ditch to the pipe.